Identifying our values and what's important to us is the first part of a two-part process. The second part is to identify why those values are important to us, and by doing this, what drives the motivation. Motivation is likely to be easier to sustain if we are motivated by what we want, if we have a clear aim or endpoint in mind. Much like runners who line up for the 100-meter sprint final, all focused on finishing first. If the runners focus on what they don't want, coming second, for example, coming first or third or fourth or fifth and so on becomes the diluted motivator, driven by what is not wanted. It's one of the reasons that we yo-yo diet, why we start and then abandon hobbies and interests, why some of us jump from job to job or relationship to relationship, focusing on what we don't want rather than what we do. So pick a value from any area of life that is within the top seven. Ask yourself why that value is important. Listen to the words you use. If you use lots of negatives, lots of words like must and should and have to and ought to and may, or if you lose lots of comparisons like better or more, then the motivation will be driven by what you don't want. If, however, you are using lots of wants, lots of explanation about the positives of the value with no comparisons, then you are likely to be driven by what you do want. So here's an example. One of my recurring and repeated values is challenge. And when I talk about why challenge is important to me, I would say something along the lines of, challenge is important to me because I like to be tested and encouraged to do more and do better. It keeps me interested and focused. If the work is challenging, I want to work harder to meet the challenge. I feel stimulated and then extremely satisfied when the task is done. This is all about the positives and what I want, suggesting a very clear towards motivation. However, if I were to say something along the lines of, challenge is important to me because I don't want to be bored. I hate being in a routine and it always feels better when I have something to get my teeth into. I have to have challenge, otherwise it doesn't feel like the job is worth doing. Notice the negatives, the use of have to and the comparisons. If this is why the value is important to me, I'm being driven by what I don't want and away from motivation. And think about it for a moment. If I'm driven by what I don't want, a boring job, being alone, being fat, not wanting to get hurt, think about how limiting this can be and how many options that open up without leading anywhere. If you don't want to be alone, how many bad relationships are you going to have just so that you are not alone? The other thing to focus on is how it feels inside when you ask yourself why the value is important. If you get a warm, upbeat, positive feeling, chances are you're being driven mostly towards what you want. If, on the other hand, you get a negative, downbeat, icky feeling, it's likely the value is driven by what you don't want. So we're looking for how much we're driven towards what we want and how much we're driven away from what we don't want. It's not an exact science. On the worksheet, there is space to put your towards and away from percentages. Note how you feel as you think about why each value is important to you. Estimate. Is it 100% towards? Is it 90% towards and 10 away from? Is it 80 towards and 20 away from? And so on. You will just get a feeling that the split, whatever the split is about right. And remember, it's not an exact science. Provided you are getting a sense of more towards or more away from, you're doing fine.